20th of February, 2012.
Welcome to your summit.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As we join together this time, let us welcome back that one who has been absent for some time.
Cheryl.
Paul. Yes. Yes, we're all pleased to see him back.
Thank you.
There are many who wish to be here with each of you this time. As you grow, so too do those people who stand close by you at all times. Some of you know and understand why so many come. Some of you understand that at different times of your lives, upliftment is needed, information is needed, but most of all, especially within this group, that you need to feel the love of spirit. And they are only too happy, my dear friends, to oblige. As I have said on many occasions, you must ask for our help, because without the asking, we cannot then interfere in your life plan. Some of you are still a little reticent about doing this. So again, I say to you, my dear friends, always ask for the help that you need.
Yes, sometimes for myself, you know, I, especially just lately, I feel a bit of a pest. But I know I can ask.
My dear friend, you are a child of love. How then can you become what you term a pest?
True.
Those of us in spirit are only too happy to help in any ways that we can. Sometimes our help is not what you would expect, but nevertheless, the help you receive is a gift for the spirit. And again I remind you, my dear friends, it is the spiritual aspect of you that is ever important. Therefore, that is why I continue to remind you many, many times that that spirit within is what brings you here together. That spirit within is what helps you along life's path. And that spirit within is your teacher for all of your physical lives. I hope, my dear friends, you can see and understand what I am saying to you.
Yeah.
I feel sometimes, my dear friends, that you complicate your own lives. And all I can say to you is give yourself to Spirit, and they will always endeavor to help you to the best of their ability and to what is the universal right that you deserve. Do we have any questions on this?
Yeah, I do have one. Last week there was a particularly sad and difficult rescue through Jan. I hope she was helped to go on her spiritual journey. I just wondered if you could say that she was on her way.
Yes, of course. We would not bring anyone who we did not feel to be ready to move forward.
Just, I felt so sympathetic towards her. Well, I found it quite a difficult one to handle.
That one had such a mother bond attachment to the very young children that she would be leaving behind. Although she could see the light and those waiting for her, there was a moment of panic at the end, and she was drawn between, well, she didn't wish to leave her children, but I think she knew she had to go forward. It must have been very difficult and distressing for her.
The trauma belonged to the fact that she knew she had already left those children behind. Oh. And she knew that that next step forward would take her beyond their reach, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be concerned, my dear friends. We were here with you.
Yes.
And we wish to take this opportunity to thank all of you within this room for the help that you give to these souls who are finding difficulty in passing to our side of life. Although it will seem traumatic for you, you, my dear friends, are helped in such a way that you find the correct words at the correct time.
Mm. We
we've said this lots of times to you, haven't we, Mum?
Yeah.
They do come to you.
But I was struggling. I think the sympathy from me was getting a bit too strong, maybe.
But it was a successful rescue.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
And each one of you completed the task that you were asked to take.
Yes. It's kind of remembering there's a job to do.
Yes.
You're doing
and
it for the
best. I would suggest, and I know it is not always easy, that after each rescue, you just allow it to be part of your work.
Yeah.
That these people are brought to you at the time we feel is right, or the time is ready for them to take that last step.
Yes.
Further into spirit, because so many are tied to the earth plane, which is in a way understandable, because after all you are human beings on this planet with many attachments, whether it be children, husband, mothers, others. But again I say to you, remember who and what you are. Human living is but a transient stage, and you must allow it to take place. But so many are ill-advised or ignorant of spirit that sometimes these difficulties arise.
Yes.
And we need many, many more people who can be as yourselves in groups, who give out love and wish to help those who are lost. My friends, you should be happy that you have been given the opportunity to do this kind of work. Because not all people are suitable.
No. It's what we came into we first came to the subject, wasn't it, to help rescues when Leslie and Ruth were in Kingsclere. That's what first introduced us all.
And there was reasoning behind it, because it took many years to find groups who were willing to give part of themselves to help others.
Yes, and they were so dedicated.
As you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as has been implied, we are privileged in being able to do this work, and we are privileged in so many different ways.
Without you, my dear friends, we could not complete some of these tasks so quickly. I am not saying we could not help them, but in the nature of your time, it would take much longer.
I think earlier your words were echoing some words that were spoken by Jesus. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find.
Yes. Those words are very true. Always ask. Always seek. Your seeking should never end whilst you are part of the human race. Continue to seek. And my dear friends, I promise you, you will find what you need at that particular time.
And even passing on your words to other people and they question you on various aspects makes you think as well and helps you to find out more. So that's, as we would say, killing two birds with one stone.
Yes. Yeah. Never assume that you know all.
Oh gosh, no, we know that.
It's amazing, reflecting on the past, how much help and information has been given to mankind, yet it has been overlooked in so many different ways. I've been recently reading about the fourth book of Ezra that was rejected from the Bible canon, which in fairly unmistakable terms describes a spaceship arriving on Earth. And likewise, the Book of Enoch, which is not part of the Bible, has similar description. And there's the Book of Ezekiel, which is in the Bible, and he in considerable detail describes the arrival of a spaceship and those from elsewhere. And you were saying you have said several times, Solimet, how the earth has been visited by others, and that there is evidence of this. And yes, I've been looking at this recently. There is much evidence, and indeed much has been written down about this, but people have been interpreting it in various other inaccurate ways. Any comment on that?
I have, my dear friend. Firstly, let me say one word to you, a word I have used before, but which in the sense of time as you know it, the word is patience. Cannot you see, my dear friends, why these things are disputed? They arise from fear. Mm-hmm. That is the reasoning why people deny what is truth. Fear has a great hold in your world for many people. And although to you of knowledge it seems irrational, to them it is a great fear of not believing. It is not that they wish to reject the truth, but they are afraid of the truth.
A fear of losing the comfortable status quo.
Yes, yes, you understand. That is so true. So, my dear friends, rather than reject those people who do not follow the same lines of understanding, give love to them, that in time they too will understand the truth of life, the truth of themselves, and the much wider picture of who and what they are in connection with this earthly planet. Slowly, more people are beginning to think and to accept what is before their very eyes. But it will take some time.
Yes, I think we have evidence that there are various disturbances on the planet which are indications that people are beginning much more so to think for themselves.
Yes. But do not be too harsh. They must find their own truth first. So we give them love. We send them love.
As we ourselves have taken time to find that truth.
Yes, exactly. You do understand. Yes. Therefore, there is no need for me to use any more words on that.
I was watching a program on the television about a tribe who, and some a journalist went out and filmed them 25 years ago, and he went back again just recently, and to his horror, the tribe had really wasn't functioning well at all, because the loggers had come in and cut down their forests, so they didn't have all the food available that they had before, and the ways that they'd lived for centuries, they couldn't live like that anymore. And farmers were coming in asking them to do work for them, and they didn't give them money, but they gave them alcohol, so they were now getting drunk, and so the whole tribe was sort of getting just wasn't functioning at all. And it did cross my mind when you said about the dinosaurs dying out, you know, they were not needed anymore, and I wondered if this is the same with the tribes, that this perhaps this isn't their way of living anymore, or should we just be giving loving thoughts out to the loggers who are destroying these people?
Be careful with your analogies and your analysis of what is happening to these people.
Yes.
Remember, as human beings, you have been endowed with free will.
Yes.
That tribe of people already had what you would call the gifts of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And their own free will has led them, as have many in the past, in ancient times, moved away from their truth, from what they have known.
Mm.
I do not say that is the case with all peoples. It is not. But with this particular people you speak of,
mm-hmm.
they have brought about their own downfall.
Oh, that's interesting.
So be careful that you do not always analyze things to be meant
mm-hmm.
by spirit, because it is not.
Yes, bringing about own downfall.
Yes.
Would this equate to stagnating and just simply not going forward?
It is a case of not allowing your free will to know what is truth and sticking with it, as you might say, by allowing that truth to become corrupted.
So this tribe, they have a lot of their forest has been cut down. So I suppose they could have moved deeper into the forest. So they could have actually carried on living the way they had always been living if they'd actually wanted to.
If their decisions had been the right ones.
Ah, right.
Your free will, my dear friends, is responsible for so many unhappy episodes in your lives. I am sure that each one of you here, if you look back at some time in your lives, you have made wrong decisions.
Mm.
Yes, it is true for all of you. And only as you move forward in the right way do you realize what that free will has created.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure you all know of an instance. So, it is a powerful thing that you have been endowed with in this life. So, but it has been there to make you stop and to think whether you ignore the truth or whether you move forward.
Some of the time, my problems stem from the fact that I know my mistakes, and yet I feel, I suppose my anxiety comes from the fact that I feel that I'm running out of time on this earth to actually put those problems right. That
again, my dear friend, is fear.
Mm. It's not the fear of going forward, it's just the fear of running out of time while I'm here. I know that once I pass the spirit, and I can see the bigger picture, and those problems will probably become so insignificant as I realise that I learnt by them, or I moved away from those problems. But just while I'm here, I do occasionally worry that, you know, how
but
many years have I got to
you have to understand that fear has to be conquered while you are here.
Mm, I know that's my goal.
That is your problem.
Mm.
You know and understand what lies ahead, but you still have to maintain that physical being and all that it entails.
Yeah, if somebody could just remove that fear from me, and so I know you've been saying I need to ask for help, then I think I'd be the most, you know, I'd be complete without that fear.
And wouldn't you all be in spirit?
I presume we would, wouldn't we?
Yes.
So that's my...
You cannot live this physical life without a few problems.
No.
It is part of your spiritual growth.
There would be no point in being here, would there?
Yeah, exactly.
And as you said, without the problems you don't grow.
Yes.
No. But you can grow. You do feel that you're growing, even though I feel that some part of me is growing, even though the outside is still clothed with this fear, if you like. But I know and feel that the inner part of me, the real part of me, has left it behind in some way. It's as if you're multi-layered. And the bit that really matters understands far more than the outer layer, which is your clothing, if you like, to walk through these problems, if I've explained it where you can understand.
Yeah. Spirit animates the physical being.
Yes, and I feel that I know my spiritual side more than I actually know my free will side.
But your spiritual side activates the physical, so therefore you should be able to discard all of those problems in the physical being.
Mm. Yeah.
You have to, if I might put it simply, come together, physical and spiritual. And only when both are in harmony are you well, are you without fear, which is the biggest
problem of all.
Yes.
You've said so many times, and it's so right, it's the quietening of the brain that is the, you know, not the mind. It's being able to quieten that physical brain.
Again, I have to repeat to you that when you go to meditation, together comes the physical and the spiritual, which creates harmony in your physical lives. All problems are solved when the spiritual and physical are in tune with one another. I am sure you have felt that union whilst being within this room or with this group of people.
Yes, yeah. We've all said that we wish that we had that, you know, we're able to maintain that feeling when we leave this room, and like you've said, we know that's not physically possible all the time, but that's what we need to strive towards.
That is what you need to strive towards. Not completely possible, but for the most part of your physical lives, you can obtain a peace of mind which eliminates fear and which allows you to unfold in a more spiritual way.
Yes, we were reminded at our last meeting of the importance of daily meditation. I think you are endorsing this.
I know I have repeated it many, many times, but it is the answer to many of your problems. If only you could know and understand, your lives would be so much happier. Now, I feel for this time I will leave you cloaked in love, leave you with a feeling of upliftment and a knowledge that all can be well in your physical lives.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
End of 20th February 2012 meeting.